The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey everybody, welcome back to Happy Hour. This week's episode is amazing for you guys. Let me just say, I am so freaking excited to have Brooke on my podcast. This is just so full circle. We'll say this later on, but since I started off as Gals on the Go on their podcast, I just got super inspired and then that's how I made my own. So this is just such a special episode. But before we get into it, I wanted to introduce a sponsor of today's show. You guys already know this show is brought to you by Cash App, the number one finance app in the App Store. Cash App has a free app that makes it super easy to instantly send money to your friends. Whether you owe a friend for a bet you lost or just want to pay someone back, Cash App is the app to use. I will use it mostly for paying back someone for like a group dinner or paying back my roommate for utilities, etc., etc. But there's so many reasons that you would use Cash App. And Cash App also comes with a cash card, a free debit card that comes with Boost, which are like instant rewards for shopping at places you already love. You'll get big discounts off your entire purchase at places like DoorDash, Whole Foods, Target, and way more. It's literally like having credit card perks, but just packed into a free debit card, which is so amazing. So I'm so excited to be working with Cash App. You guys already know if you listened in the past, but they support one of my favorite organizations, the Jimmy Fund. And when you sign up for Cash App and use my promo code HAPPYHOUR, all caps, one word, not only will you instantly receive $10, like literally you will get $10 in Cash App, but it will also donate $10 to the Jimmy Fund, a charity that raises money for adult and pediatric cancer care and research to improve the chances of survival for patients around the world. So I hope you'll consider downloading Cash App and using my promo code since we can fundraise so much money for the Jimmy Fund together. You'll get $10 to you, like I said before, and $10 towards defeating cancer, which I love. So again, you guys can use a promo code HAPPYHOUR when you download Cash App from the App Store today. And now, let's get into the episode. Woohoo! Hello, hello, everyone. Today I am joined with Brooke.
Hi, I'm so excited to be here.
This is so fun. This is like really full circle because we were sitting in this exact spot when I had my debut on Gals on the Go. This is so special.
Yeah, that was a great episode. I can't believe that was so many months ago now.
I know. It feels like yesterday.
No, that was in like September of 2019. That was many months ago.
That was so long ago. Yeah. But no, that was so fun and it really inspired me to start Happy Hour. So I'm so happy that I have Brooke joining me today, you guys. This is gonna be a good episode. So buckle in. This is a juicy one. You guys asked so many good questions. I wrote down some questions of my own because I'm curious. But yeah, this is just gonna be the best episode ever.
I'm so excited.
I'm so excited. So first, I just thought we could catch up a little bit because honestly, that's my favorite part.
Me too.
When you and I listen to you and Danielle, and you guys just talk about life, and I was just listening to Danielle's casserole, or no, not her. You were saying that you had casseroles in your fridge. Danielle was talking about her green beans, and then you were talking about your Costco membership.
Yeah, I just got a Costco membership. I haven't gone yet. I was just telling Gretchen. I was like, "You want to go? We should go.
I want to go.
Have you?" You go and you do little samples. Wait, you've never been to God?
I've been maybe to a Sam's while. Club.
Oh, okay.
That's like the similar thing.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. It's like you do one or the other because it's basically the same thing. But they have one in Medford, so it's like a little bit outside.
Wait, let's go. I'll have a whole vlog at
Costco. Yeah. Costco, like little vlog haul.
That'll be so fun. Oh, and you were saying you were going to get socks. Seems like a great place to get socks.
Yeah, it's a good place to stock up for like adult life in general. And I feel like the only problem is that the groceries and things are in such like large quantity and you're like...
And I don't have enough fridge space,
or I live by myself, so like
you buy like 80 things of mac and cheese, you're like, well, this will last me through 2021.
Like the 24 pack of muffins, I'm like, I need two. Like
you're good. Like, count me in, I'll get all the muffins.
We can split it.
But yeah, basically we've been chilling in Boston, you guys, living our best lives. That's like literally my motto in Boston. I'm like, I'm just chilling, living my best life. Everyone's like, what are you up to? I like run into people post-grad and they're like working in Boston. And I'm like, oh, you know, I'm just doing like the whole social media thing.
Vibing.
Yeah, I'm vibing.
I saw like a meme of that one time. I was like, when people ask me what I'm doing, I'm just going to say, I'm vibing, bro. Like,
I like remember for the longest time literally telling people, oh, I'm just like living my best life, like chilling. They're like, okay, so what does that mean? Yeah. But yeah, me and Brooke see each other all the time at SoulCycle. That's like our big thing.
You converted me.
I'm so happy about that too.
Gretchen dragged me. That was back in like
I brought you to Sarah. Maybe? We sat in the second row. I forget like when it was. They remember the vlogs though.
Yeah, that was a bit ago. And I remember I was like, eh, I'll probably go like a little bit. And then I made the mistake of saying like, I'm not going to turn into one of those SoulCycle people. And here I am. Sorry that it's the only workout that actually keeps me going.
Yeah, so, you drank the Kool-Aid, but it's so worth it.
Yeah, it's important to find something you like. Yeah, that's the thing. Because otherwise I feel like most workouts for me are like a challenge. Not that it's not challenging, but a challenge to get there. I'm like, I don't want to go. Versus SoulCycle, I'm like, I get to go to SoulCycle today. Like, I get so excited. Isn't that crazy?
I know. I've always told people I don't even think of it as a workout. And that just reminded me when you were like, you have to motivate yourself to go to other workouts. And I feel like you have to continuously motivate yourself through the workout. Uh-huh. But in SoulCycle, you literally have a cheerleader, like, being so excited, being like, you can do it, Brooke, the whole class, you know? So it makes it that much easier and that much more fun.
It is.
But this isn't about SoulCycle, guys. No. Don't worry. I know everyone's ears are bleeding. They're like, we're so over SoulCycle. Yeah. But if you guys have something that you're really passionate about, if it's like a workout or whatever, you understand.
Definitely.
Because if you have something that you're really passionate about and that you love doing, I'm sure you can't shut up about that either. So that's all I'm saying.
I feel that.
But you guys know I always talk about what I'm happy about right now and just like a happy little fun quote. So we are going to bring Brooke into the happy hour podcast, whatever we do. And I don't even know if I know what I'm happy about right now, but do you know what you're happy about right
now? I do. So I was trying to think and make this unique because I obviously listened to your podcast and I feel like everyone says not like the cliche things because I'm so thankful, you know, friends, family, like
whatever, that's what
YouTube
I
friends.
Say.
Yeah. Or like specific groups of friends or people in your life. But for me, what I've been really reflecting on recently is like my life and specifically like my lifestyle of like a lot of freedom right now post-grad, which I know I feel very privileged to have because obviously not many people have it. Many people after the holidays, it's like back to very serious work. And like here I am over here planning trips to see friends and family or just living my life on the go. And I think it's a really confusing time post-grad, but I feel like I'm so privileged to have this time to like figure it out, if that makes sense. And I don't know, I've been stressed lately, but I'm trying to like channel those feelings into gratitude, if that makes sense.
Yeah. Oh, I love that.
I feel like you talked about that on your show recently.
And I really like that you said freedom, because I feel like that really ties in today's episode.
Oh yeah,
really nicely. Oh, and I got some questions, you guys, being like, is Brooke mad that like this is what you're making her talk about on the episode?
Oh no.
But no, we like came up with it together.
I like texted you about it. Yeah. I was like, oh look, we can talk.
And I feel like that is such a good idea because obviously, you know what, everyone is single at some point or another. I was single for a while.
Yeah.
Like, everyone knows what it's like to be single. A lot of people have been through relationships, some people haven't, some people are in them right now, some people aren't. So I just thought that would be such a good idea. And we are, in fact, in our 20s.
We are 22.
We're both 22, so we know what it's like to be in our 20s. I guess in our young 20s, but it's still the 20s. Isn't that weird to think about? Like, by the time we're 28 or something, or 29, we'll still be in our 20s. But it's like such a different space of life.
It is.
Think about how different we'll be.
I know, because think about how much you changed in the 4 years of college, like that 4 years to think like 4 years from now. Oh my gosh, it hurts my brain.
Yeah. I know, weird, right? Okay. What is your happy quote now?
Mine is also, it's like, so on our show, we do like a motivational quote. So like, I kind of did like a mix of like the both, but that's basically good. This is another one too about getting going. It says, you're busy doubting yourself while some people are intimidated by your potential. I like that because I think that we've all been in, I've noticed like going into 2020, it's been like a funk for some of us.
2020's low-key been weird.
Yeah.
It's been like a weird year so far.
It has. And I think I've seen a lot of those things like, oh, it's supposed to be new year, new me, but like I've been going through it right now or whatever it is. And I think that it's always like, I deal with this a lot, the whole like self-doubt thing, or I feel like I'm not good enough, or they're like, I can't not even, it might be like, I can't create the content I want to create, or I can't be my true self because mm-hmm. I'm scared or whatever it is. And
that reminds me so much of what you guys were talking about in your podcast and what we were talking about before this about, like, especially I feel like if you're like us and a very strong personality, you feel like you have to like dial yourself back or mm-hmm. be less yourself around certain people because you worry about how they'll perceive you. Or like you said, you'll worry that they'll, I forget, you doubt yourself because you worry.
Because they're intimidated.
Yeah. Like people can be intimidated by like how you are. If they're insecure about it in themselves. Or, exactly. I don't know.
And it's a reflection of them and not you. Yeah. So you just remember that.
And Brooke were talking about this. I feel like we're talking very vaguely right now. But if you're like Brooke and I and have like very strong personalities.
Exactly.
Like sometimes around certain people it can be intimidating to be like truly ourselves. And I've noticed that. And it makes me sad when I feel like I'm in a group of people. And I feel like I really have to dial it back. And then afterwards I'm like kind of sad and just feel weird.
Yeah.
Like I feel like I can't be myself anymore. And I feel like that's like a good measure if you realize that's happening. Like
they're just kind of like. Not your people though.
Yeah, like reevaluating like the situation. And that reminds me so much of when I was in my like last long relationship that was serious. I remember by the end I was like, I'm so unhappy. I feel like I can't even like be myself anymore. Mm-hmm. So I feel like that's a good.
And that's when you know it's time to pull the plug.
Yeah, literally like a literally. Good thing to recognize. Yeah. Like you always want to feel like you're being yourself, fully yourself around your circle of people.
Exactly.
You know, I really like that. I don't know if that's exactly what that quote was going for, but that just reminds
me.
No,
it is.
What were you talking about?
It's basically like, yeah, we're going to eliminate self-doubt and we're going to remember. Like, I had one of these moments today when I was, I won't even tie it to SoulCycle, but I just, it wasn't that to do with that. Okay, I swear. But I was just walking around, like, in the city, and I like, had a moment of realization where I was like, I really am awesome, you know? And it's like, it sounds so cheesy to say, but I haven't had one of those moments in a few weeks now. And I was like, I'm worth it. Like, I'm awesome. I don't even know.
I'm going to have a tear. That is so cute. That makes me so happy. Like, I'm so happy that you had that realization because I feel like this is different. But so many people are so freaking hard on themselves.
Exactly.
Like, especially girls. Maybe I'm biased because I am a girl. But to all the gals listening right now, like, everyone is so hard on themselves. Or I always, like, catch my mom or my sister or whatever. Oh, my gosh. Taylor, my best friend, is, like super women over here. And girls are just so hard on themselves. And it's like, if only you could see yourself the way other people see you.
Exactly.
And you saying, I'm awesome. Like, that reminds me so much of me and Lucy talking about, like, it's so hard to say to yourself or look in the mirror and be like, I'm beautiful. But it's like you have to come to that and like love yourself and the whole thing. Wait, I'm so happy that happened.
Yes.
I love that for you.
Yeah, it was just also like the gratitude thing too. I feel like if you could tie everything back to like, wow, I'm so thankful, like I can walk, like I'm freely, like just like the little things. And I mean, that's not so little, I guess.
Yeah.
To some people, that's their biggest thing. So
yeah. That's so crazy to think about, too, because it is so little for some people that are, like, in very good health and never have to worry about it. I think I was talking about this in my last episode, how I'm grateful for my health, because when you're really healthy and have no health issues, it's something that you don't think about at all, and you're not even grateful for it because you, like, forget about it. But then when you're dealing with health issues, it's something that you are, like, lacking so much and are so frustrated about and something that you think about all the time. So it's, like, I feel like I do that too. I just think about the little things. Like in the beginning of SoulCycle. Or like yoga or whatever, maybe a workout or like the beginning of the day. It doesn't have to be a workout.
Yeah.
But I just think about like I'm so lucky that I like literally every little thing that like I have two legs, like God gave me two legs.
Exactly.
You know your mom's mad at you and he's like, God gave you two legs, you go do the dishes. Like
whatever. Yeah, yeah.
Like I feel like if you just can bring it back to the small things and just think about all the little things that you're like happy about and grateful for, you can think about like a lot. Like you really can.
100%. I think I had one of those moments where I was like, oh my gosh, I'm over here being sad about the dumbest stuff when I have so much to be thankful for. And like,
yeah,
wow, whatever.
Especially at our age, we are on like the cusp of just life. Like we are still at the beginning, you know?
I know.
Yeah, wow, we're having some deep talks over here. We're getting into it.
It's all good.
I love that. We're going down the rabbit hole. But you guys, this is mostly going to be about, I guess, being single in your 20s with Brooke. But also, like, I feel like just individually, at, like, how you are in your 20s.
Yeah.
And stuff like that. And there were some things for me, too. And I guess it's, like, a contrast because Brooke is single and I am in a relationship. But also remember that I haven't always been in a relationship. Like, I know very well what it's like to be
in a relationship.
Guys, I've been dating since the womb. No, but, like, I know what it's like to be single, too. most people would know, unless I feel like there is those type of girls. There like, growing are. Up, like in my yes. elementary school, yes. this girl, I won't say her name, but she like had a boyfriend in like fifth grade, and like she would have a boyfriend always, and if they break always. Up a week later, like boom, new boyfriend.
How do they find someone so fast? I don't know. Have so many questions.
They keep them on the back burner.
They do. I know these people too, and I think that it's a personality thing, I think.
Okay, you know, I'm happy it's not just me.
No, I've seen it's this. A thing. It's a very uncommon thing, but it's like, you know, those people that are always, you're always like, in a long-term relationship.
Boyfriend. Yeah. Yeah. It's like a couple years, and then it's like they're dating someone new, and you're like, wait a minute, what about the last guy? Uh-huh. What happened to him, and how'd you find this new one so quick?
Exactly.
But for the most part, I feel like everyone goes through periods in life where they're like single or in a relationship yeah. or whatever it may be. So you guys had a lot of good questions for us, but I wrote some questions down on my own for breakfast.
Oh, well, I'm excited. So, okay.
Because I have questions. So, what I wrote down is that whenever I asked Max, because Max never had a relationship before me,
yeah.
I was always like, okay, like, why? This is like a red flag to me.
Yes, you're 24, I get it.
Or he was 23 when we met. And I was like, why have you never been in a relationship? I'm sure some guys could be like that to you. I feel like guys are less like questiony about like girls would be like, okay, tell me your values, you know what I mean? Like guys probably aren't gonna be like, why have you never been in a relationship? But that was something that I was like, why have you never been in a relationship? Because to me, what that says, if someone has never been into a relationship and they're like obviously beautiful or hot or whatever it is, it's like they are like
a shady, I don't know person, what to say, kind
like
of
like a player, yes. like just like yeah. and are not taking it seriously. Or are they just really like particular? And Max was just like, nothing just seemed right. Like nothing was just totally. Like perfectly right. And so for you, I was just thinking, do you think it's because you're particular? Because I think that's such a good thing, because you don't want to settle. Yes.
Yeah.
You think that's why?
That's a really good question. I think it's a little bit of both. Honestly, I've kind of talked about this before. I mean, this is like pretty deep, but I think it has to do with intimacy issues. I feel like in college, if that makes sense, I felt like I was never really good enough for, I went to school in the South. I'm originally from the North, but I went to school at the University of Georgia, surrounded by all of these beautiful, beautiful girls and the guys who are not so attractive, but they feel like they can treat girls a certain way because it's kind of like a dime a dozen in terms of that. So it's like, oh, like, it doesn't matter how I treat this girl, because like there's another one like waiting for me in line.
Oh, I hate that.
Yeah. So I felt this like very soon after the gate, because I like had my experiences with or whatever, and I kind of like, they didn't really go so well, I would say, freshman year and stuff. So then I really just had a lot of just intimacy issues in general, I would say, with
like
guys.
Like stress about it, like
yes,
anxiety.
Yes, overthinking it. And then I kind of, by the time it was like sophomore, junior year, I was like, all right, I'm just not going to like find my person in Georgia, which is totally fine. So I started like living for me. And like, of course, that's when that's things so start good. Happening, I would argue, when you're like, I'm totally over it. And I've still never been in a serious relationship. I guess I've never had someone to call like my boyfriend. I've had like people in my life, but it's never been like
guys that you're talking to.
Yes,
or, like,
exactly. Yeah. I'm seeing them or like whatever it is. But it's not like, hey, this is my boyfriend. Like, come meet him. So, I mean, that was really deep, really fast. But I think that a lot of girls actually do struggle with that.
I was going to say, I'm so happy you said that, because I feel like so many people listening can so relate to that.
Uh-huh. And I think it was partially me comparing myself to, I dealt with some like confidence issues, I would think, too. And just being such a different person at this place where everyone seemed very similar, and like everyone was from, you know, suburbs of Atlanta or like whatever. Yeah. And I saw myself as such a different person, and I tried to like conform myself to be someone who I wasn't, I think. And then when I started like truly accepting myself and being like, I'm from Long Island, like I'm loud, I'm annoying, I'm all these things, that's when like the pieces kind of fell into place for me. But then
I literally just got chills. I'm not even kidding.
Oh my gosh, stop.
Wait, but that's like literally so true. And I feel like so many people can relate to that, especially if you're from some area and go to school somewhere else.
Yes.
And you feel like everyone's the same, and you're like, oh my gosh, maybe I have to be like that so that I can fit in and like boys will like me and everything. But it's like, no, you just, because you would hate trying to be somebody else anyway, and that would make you feel even more uncomfortable.
Yeah.
And once you're like, oh my gosh, yeah, like, look at me go, I'm from Long Island, and then everyone's like, oh wait, like, look at her, like, doing her thing over there.
Uh-huh.
You know?
100%. And then I would say that it is the second piece of what you said, too, like, the particular thing, too. I've always, like, been the type to find, it's improved, I think, since I moved to Boston, but in college, too, then when someone, like, would give me attention, I'd be like, oh, but, like, this is wrong with them, like, they're not this, like, they're not oh, like, I would find the dumbest things to pinpoint
guys,
wrong in
literally,
people.
Before this podcast, I'm not going to say what it was.
Okay.
But we were talking about, like, a certain someone that Brooke could maybe go on a date with. And it's like, you immediately think of things that you could judge someone by and be like, oh, like, this doesn't check off this box. Like, might as well not even meet them. So it's like, I feel like in certain cases, it is really good to be particular. But in other ways, it's like, okay, like,
I need
you
to
just
let
still
it go.
Get out there. Like, let it go. Be open-minded. Like, yeah. So it is, like, bottom line, I feel like it's good to be particular and have standards because
True.
You don't want to deal with someone that, like, does not deserve your time and is, like, a shady person to begin with.
But it has nothing to do with personality in this case. It's, like, something, like, not even superficial, but it's really, I don't know the full story behind it, so who knows?
Yeah.
So I think that was, like, my piece in high school, I would say, and then it was, like, the insecurity thing, and then now I'm just, mm-hmm. like... I was in, like, a weird phase this past, like, 6 months, like, moving here, too. I'm also, like, always moving around, so I'm just, like, all over the place, yeah.
No, and that's tough when you feel like you haven't fully, like, settled somewhere and have your, like, roots in the ground because you're kind of just, like, always feeling like you're floating around and you're always meeting new people. And we'll talk about dating in Boston because I feel like there are pros and cons to, like, the dating life in New York and Boston.
True.
Like, everyone's like, oh, that's so amazing. Like, you have, like... the biggest pool of people to choose from, but I feel like there's also, like, a lot of cons that can come with it.
I would agree.
But yeah, I feel like bottom line, that is really good to be
But particular. I could see how people would see it as a red flag, too. I get very, honestly, I think that's another thing that girls struggle with, too, is, like, the, it's not, I don't think it's embarrassing, but I get, like, intimidated to tell people that I've never been in a serious relationship,
yeah,
too, especially guys, because then they're like, oh, like, this girl doesn't know what she's doing, or, like, she's inexperienced, or, like, whatever it is.
Oh,
so
I didn't
even
think of that.
Yeah, so definitely
that's
is
so true.
An insecurity thing that I deal with, and I'm like, oh, someone, like, a part of my brain, I'm like, someone just date me already so that I can just say I've had a boyfriend, but it's like, that shouldn't be how I'm going about this whole process.
I could see that, like, I feel like if it was me, and, like, whenever I was single... like, I wouldn't be embarrassed because, like, it's just how it is, you know?
Yeah.
And, like, I feel like a lot of times when you're in a relationship or in a relationship you don't want to be in, people are like, oh, I, like, want to be single, you know?
Totally.
Like, and it's always, like, the grass is greener, seriously. Because sometimes you're in a relationship and you're like, oh, I wish I was just single again. When you're single, you're like, oh, I want to be in a relationship.
Not that it's embarrassing, but, like, the weirdness of saying I've never been in a relationship to even just saying it to friends. It's not even just saying it to guys, like saying it to new friends when people are like, oh, my ex sucks. I'm like, I literally don't have an ex. Like, I don't like, I can't even relate on that subject. Like, it's, I mean, I've like the people that I used to talk to or whatever, but it's not like, it's not that deep. So it's weird. It's
I know. I feel
weird.
Like it's something that you almost have to be like proud of in a way and be like, I like stand by this. Cause
exactly.
like clearly I haven't wanted to date guys that have like come across in the past and that's like for good reason, you know?
Yeah.
But, like okay. That reminds me, the next question that I have is, do you feel, cause I feel like this is true.
Okay.
Do you feel pressured to be in a relationship by like your family or social media or friends or like your age or whatever it is? Cause I feel like so many people feel that.
Good question. I think that this is like different pressures too. I never feel pressured from like family or friends at all, but my parents have like a really, really healthy marriage, like comparatively to like everything that I've seen. So I have that self-imposed pressure of just being like, I need to find the perfect relationship because nothing will live up to my parents, but that's like not them. That's me and like me internalizing it. But then I think social media does a really bad job of like making me feel like I do. And I'm sure when you were single, did you feel like that too?
Yeah. Oh my gosh. All the time. You follow all the bloggers.
Oh, and they put the blog
and they're all like engaged or married and then they get pregnant and then they have the dog and then they have the babies and then the husband and you're like, they're my age, you know? Mm-hmm. It can be really tough, but I feel like one thing that's good that you could do is just mute people if you find yourself literally scrolling and you're like, this person makes me feel like crap every day. Like, just mute them.
I agree
with
that. Yeah.
Like, you might as well.
Comparing yourself or whatever. So that's like how I compare myself, I think. And then I'm like, I want to have like my character, like I want to have like the Max to my Gretchen or like whatever it is. Love you guys so much, and I love all my friends that have boyfriends. Like, I think it's so great, but like it's just a thing in my head where I'm like, wow, I'm looking for that, and then I feel like I'm looking a little too hard and like forcing things, so I have to like keep myself in check. That makes sense.
Yeah. No, yeah, like you never want to do that, and I feel like I've said this a million times, like anyone listening is like, Gretchen, we've heard, but it's so true. Like, right as you stop looking is when they don't even like, it's not even the person you expect. It's like someone stumbles into your life and you're like, what are you doing here? And then you realize like what a great person they are, and then you're friends with them and then you're dating them and you're like, whoa, that came out of left field.
True.
And you like never realize, but it like really is when you're totally focused on yourself. Because I feel like in the time that I was single, I would be like, no, like I love being single, like I'm loving myself, but in reality, I was, like, always looking for a boyfriend and just, like, actively looking every day. I'd be like, are you my boyfriend? But then right as I actually, like, I literally did not want, I was like, don't even look at me. Like, don't talk to me. Like, I want to be with my friends. I want to focus on school. And then that's when they, like, emerge out of nowhere.
It's a really good message to send, though. Like, focus on you. Like, do you.
Yeah. Love like, you that. Really have to. And not even, like, pretending. Like, you have to commit and be like, I'm going to get A's. I'm going to go to the gym every day. I am going to hang out with my friends. Like, whatever it is. I'm going to read a book every week. Like, and you literally are just so focused on being selfish. You're
going to read a book every week. Whatever it is. 52 books, right? Isn't that how many weeks are on the
Yeah. Like, whatever it is for you, you know what I mean? Like, you have to commit, and then a boy shows up.
I like that message a lot, though. Danielle always says that, too.
Yeah. That so happened with her and Ryan, too, I feel like.
Yeah.
Because she's so, like...
girl boss, like, I just want to do me, let me live my life. And then it was literally, like, he went up to her and was like, hey, nice to meet you. And she's like, damn.
He, like, showed up, you know?
Yeah.
And you're like, I don't even want a relationship right now. Like, what's going on? And I feel like... it just happens when it's supposed to happen. Yep. So don't be looking, people. It's not something to stress about too much unless you're maybe, like, 38 and, like, want to have children and are worried that you can't have
kids. I think it's the kids thing, too. Like, there's really no cap on it, but it's, like, if you want to have kids, obviously, like, your body clock only has so much that it could
the clock is ticking. Yeah. Okay, we were kind of talking about this before, but do you think Boston is a fun place to live when you're single? I feel like there was a lot of questions about that. Like, do you feel like it's harder or easier?
I totally think yes, I do. Especially for when you're in your young 20s. I think it's a really good spot. I think it could be difficult to meet people, which is why I'm really thankful that I kind of went into things. I had, like, a work situation. Because if I just moved here for YouTube and I only knew, like, you guys from YouTube, I think it would be really challenging for me to meet people.
Yeah.
And I would probably be, like, doing a lot of the online stuff, which is cool and it's safe and everybody does it. But I think it's a spot because there's a lot of people who are in school and then even continuing grad school, law school, med school, but then there's also a lot of young professionals. So I think it's a very good city to be in if you're young. So if you're, like, exploring places to be at and you're, like, thinking something new, I would say go for it. But set yourself up for it, right?
Yeah, like, be ready. I feel like Boston is such a good place, thinking or hearing you talking about it too, because New York, I feel like, is just crazy and overwhelming.
It is.
And almost too big, and since it's so big, it's kind of isolating because you're like, oh my gosh, everybody must know everybody and have the social life, and I'm just here alone. Like, I have no friends, you know? Like, I feel like New York can be really tough, and Boston is also a big city, but definitely more manageable than New York. And I feel like since there's so many colleges here, there's so many, like, young
there are
working people that are post-grad, and so I feel like that's such a good time. Like, I feel like so many people are single and dating, and I feel like it's a good thing and a bad thing that everyone's on, like, the dating apps, because I feel like everyone does, like, Hinge and Bumble and Tinder and whatever it is. I feel like it's a good thing because it is so hard to, like, meet people nowadays. And it just makes it easier, but it's kind of sad because I feel like meeting people in person is, like, less of a thing. Like, you still meet people
totally,
and you, like, socialize at, like, bars or I don't even know where else. Like,
or if it's always for what I've found, it's like a friend of a friend thing. Like, hey, we're going to Kelly's house and Kelly is inviting this guy and, like, the guy's roommate's there and, like, that's who you hit it off with or something like that.
Yeah.
So it's always, that's why I look for those connections more. Like, if people are having pre-games and stuff, I'm like, yes, I'll be there because that's the best way for me to meet new people.
Yeah, that's so true.
I just get sketched. Like, I'm gonna use dating apps and stuff. I'd get scared, honestly. So I prefer to, and I also think I thrive better in person.
Yeah.
So, like, I try to, like, do the person thing.
I know. I don't even know if anyone knows this, but I was on dating apps. I never met anyone.
You were?
But I was.
I didn't know this.
And it started off because me and Arlen were working with Hinge.
I remember this.
And I'd never been on a dating app, and I was like, well, I mean, I'm old enough now. Like, I still feel like I'm a little kid, but I'm single.
You were, like, 20, 21?
And I'm in college. I must have been... 20, 21. I must have started when I was, like, 20. And I was like, okay, like, I might as well. And I just liked it because I would just look at boys all day and, like, scroll through. But maybe, like, message a couple, but I never met anyone because I was scared. And was I in Bumble or Tinder? I don't even know. I feel like Bumble, maybe not Tinder. But, yeah, I would just, like, scroll through people on there, but I never really met anyone. I forget what I was going to say about it. But yeah, I was on there. And I feel like it is so normal in Boston.
It's so... I will say that's the one thing. It's so, so normal. Like, you talk to people like, oh yeah, like, that was my Hinge date last week. And, like, it's... Or, like, I saw that guy on Hinge and it's so normalized. There's no stigma, which I do like.
Yeah.
Because I think it could be a really uncomfortable thing, like, online dating or, like... I know that's weird, like, bringing someone home sometimes and being like, I met this guy on Tinder, but it's like, it shouldn't be that weird. Like, we're in the 21st century and that's like how it is.
That, okay, so that's really similar. This question says, do you use dating apps and do they work for more than just a hookup?
Good question. I've been taught, I still have yet to go on any, I really need to go on a date.
I would recommend, well, Tinder, I just like, I don't really know that well. Yeah. And I feel like, to me, this is my opinion, everybody. Tinder is more of, like, the hookup situation. So if you're like, oh, can they be more than just hookups? Maybe, like, don't go on Tinder. But in my opinion, Hinge and Bumble, you can really find your, like, I don't know
how to quality.
Your partner. Like, your boyfriend or girlfriend. Like, you can find something serious. And I know that because I know people that have boyfriends and girlfriends that met on Hinge. And you guys know my best friend, Taylor. And I don't even know. I think I've said it, like, in YouTube videos and stuff. But her and her boyfriend met on Hinge. And they've been dating for months now. She just got back from Austria with him and his whole family. Like,
it works.
It does work. Like, it really does. So I feel like there's no reason to be scared. I mean, I understand why you would be scared if you haven't before. Like, it's online dating. Like, it can be scary, but at the same time, it's like you have nothing to lose. Obviously, be like safe and careful and make sure they look like a normal person. Yeah, they met at an ice cream place and they got ice cream. You cannot meet, you know,
at their house. Like, no exceptions. Sorry.
Yeah. I wouldn't just like go to their apartment or something. That could be scary. But yeah, I feel like at some point you're like, what do I have to lose? Like, Taylor was working all the time and she was just like, I am so busy. I don't go out. Like, I work out all the time. Like, I'm never going to meet someone and I need to stop complaining about it and I need to just like do something. So she went on Hinge, went on a date, and now they've been boyfriend, girlfriend for a while.
I love it.
So it's like,
I love it.
You never know.
It's so true.
And you feel like it can be more than just like a hookup.
Yes, I definitely think. I think on Hinge and Bumble, like you said, and also I think that they have like I'll show you my profile after this. They have like word prompts, so it's a little more normal of like conversation rather than just like, oh, this is a hot girl or like a hot guy.
I liked Hinge the best.
It's more conversational.
And hi, guys. It's me butting in here super quick. I hope you enjoyed our little talk on dating apps, since I really think they can work for people. And before our next juicy question someone wrote in, I'm just going to take a quick moment to tell you guys about Lola. If you guys didn't already know, I've been using their 100% organic cotton tampons for years now. And my favorite part is that they are delivered right to my door. If you didn't know, a lot of major brands of tampons use a mix of synthetic ingredients in their products, but Lola tampons, pads, and liners never have any added chemicals, fragrances, synthetics, or dyes. And another amazing thing about Lola is they were founded by women for women, which I love. And also, you guys should know that Lola is making an impact, because every time you choose Lola, you're supporting a brand that gives back to women in need. And to date, Lola has donated over 2 million period products and counting through their charity partner, I Support the Girls. And Lola makes your month a little bit easier with their subscription being fully customizable. You can always choose your mix of products, mix of absorbency, number of boxes, and frequency of delivery, etc. Your Lola subscription is also super flexible, since you can change, skip, or cancel your subscription at any time. Clearly, I'm a big fan of Lola, and you guys would know that if you've been following me for a while now. And you guys, it's literally never been easier to try Lola. Get started with a trial set today, which features a mixed assortment of tampons and more, made with 100% organic cotton for just $5. And are you ready? You can get 30% off your $5 trial set today if you visit mylola.com and enter promo code GRETCHENG at checkout. So again, you guys, I think this is a perfect time to try out Lola if you haven't already. This question is how to get over someone you never even dated. And I feel like I really relate to this.
Oh my gosh. Wow. It's actually crazy, because some people, like, I feel like I've been in this situation and I tell my friends about it or whatever, and some people are like, get over it, Brooke. And then other people actually feel for you and they'll be like, I totally get it. Cause it's weird. It's like a fake breakup thing to go through.
Yeah.
And I think that you have to realize that, like, you're allowed to feel feelings and, like, process things, even if you never had the title of boyfriend, girlfriend. Like, you are so valid to your feelings, and other people who make them feel invalid you can ignore them.
Yeah.
But I feel like you got to give yourself, like, a short timeline and just keep yourself busy. That's, like, what I've done in the past, is I just keep doing plans, because it's so easy to wallow in your pity and be like, oh my gosh, I got screwed over. Like, I'm never going to find love. Like, whatever. And I feel like you treat it the same way you would treat a breakup in a way. I don't know. You tell me.
Yeah, I feel like it's tough because you feel like invalid. You're like, oh my God, we weren't even dating. But I feel like I'm stereotyping girls overall, but this is just from my experience. I'm just a very emotional, like, sensitive person.
Yeah.
And I, like, get attached really easily. And I just remember being single and, like, literally being crazy, you guys. Like, straight up crazy. Like, I would meet a boy and I immediately would be like, Max Willman, Gretchen Willman. Like, like, I was crazy, and I would be like, oh, we're getting married. Look, he's from Connecticut. We're going to live in Connecticut. We're going to get it. Like, I would make up everything, but then it's like, you met once. Like, and, like, nothing even happened. But I would get, like, so upset over it. So it's like, you just have to, like, reel it in a little bit. And I feel like the... This is the best advice someone told me.
Let's hear it.
That you have to talk to more than one boy at once, so you spread out the crazy. So you're not all crazy just on Max. You're crazy on, like, the five of them put together. So it's like you divide up the crazy.
No, I see what you mean.
Is that bad advice?
No. I mean, I don't think that's bad advice. I think everybody deals with it differently, too. Because some people, for, like, they need the time to heal and stuff. But for me, I was like, I need to throw myself back into a social situation. Otherwise, I will never leave my apartment and I'll, like, get depressed and, like, whatever, drive myself insane, like, thinking about situations and being like, this person was mean to me, or, like, whatever it is.
Yeah.
And I think you need to get out of your element and, you know, who knows? Opportunity comes knocking when one door closes, another door opens.
Literally.
Like, I pushed myself to go out this weekend. I wasn't feeling up to it. I was kind of sad and I had the best time.
Yeah. That's so true. And I feel like it's hard to just generalize because in my case, when I wasn't dating someone, it would be like I met them once and I had this, like, fantasy of our life together.
Yeah.
And so, like, that's, like, a little unrealistic. But if you weren't dating someone but you, like, talked for, like, weeks or months at a time or whatever, like, you did seriously have a relationship and that's, like, okay to be sad. And,
I think, like, it's, like, our generation, too. It's, like, we have, like, this fear of
commitment.
Some people do, I will say. So, so it's, like, if you did have... Like, you basically did have a relationship, you know what I mean? So you're allowed to feel feelings. I think that's totally justified.
Yeah.
Don't let people make you feel invalid.
Yeah. Okay, this is, like, taking a turn and, like, similar but not that related. This says, do you want to travel by yourself? I think because they're saying that because you're single.
Ooh, yes. Okay, so I posted about this, actually, because a lot of people... I did some research on this. It's a really big trend. Actually, Monica Church posts some videos about it. It's solo travel. That's the concept, basically. Mm-hmm. And it's this whole thing that... It's really hard to line up dates, even with friends, because I'm lucky. I have a lot of friends that do what I do, social media, and, like, could pick up and travel or whatever.
Me and Brooke, like, hang out during, like, 9 to 5.
Yeah.
To, like, make our own schedules.
We're very lucky. But, of course, what are the odds that you and me, Gretchen, will have the perfect destination in mind, the perfect dates that we can both go?
Yeah.
And, like, schedule-wise, so it's really hard to line things up. So the whole concept is just that you pick up and you do your own solo travel. So... Yeah. I mean, I'm going to LA by myself at the end of the month.
Oh, yeah, you are.
Yeah.
So she is traveling by herself, you guys.
I've done it before for, like, quote, work things, though, but it's always, like, I go with the intention of, like, going with a brand or something. You know, like, I'm meeting up with people when I'm there, but, like, this is totally, like, I'm going by myself and, like, I'll meet up with friends when I'm there, but it's not really, like, I'm going for a purpose, if that makes sense.
Yeah. I feel like I have seen that on YouTube, like, more people traveling alone. And I definitely have traveled alone, but only for brands.
Yeah, yeah.
And I would never be like, I think I'm going to go to Greece alone for the next week. Or, you know what I mean?
Scary.
But I think it is really great if you can push yourself to do that. Because I feel like so many people are about it. And you, like, learn so much.
You
and you just experience what you want to experience. Because it's all your decision. And you don't have to, like, coordinate with someone else. And, yeah, I feel like that is such a good idea if you feel like you're... up for it. I don't know if I'm mature enough.
You just have to,
like,
do it safely too. And honestly, like, this is so superficial, but I was watching this one girl's video and she was like, the worst part is, like, you know, you travel, who's gonna take your pictures, like, things like
that. Wait, that's so true.
You go and
they're all mirror really cool selfies.
Yeah, so I think that's hard too, but you meet cool people along the way, apparently. I think it'd be something different to experiment with. I mean,
or you have to coordinate photographers, because that's what Emma McDonald, she went to New York when me and Maggie were in Texas, because she was like, wait, if you guys are gonna be in Texas, I'm just gonna go to New York. And she just met up with photographers.
That's awesome.
And, like, did it, and she was, like, living her best life and going to workout classes, going shopping.
Yeah. And I think we're really lucky too, because we have like an amazing support, like, not even support network, but network of people. Like Monica said in her video, she was like, I posted that I was in the city and, like, my subscriber reached out to me and we went on a hike together. Like, I would so be down for that. I,
like,
love when people
so
reach out.
So fun.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and you meet so many people. That's so true. Okay, this is taking a pivot.
Okay.
Again, going back to more dating. But, and this I really liked because I could see this struggle. She says, how do you find the line between going for what you want and what's meant to be will be?
Yeah, I see what you mean. Because, like, you were just saying, like, sis, you got
to
do you.
It will come to you. But at the same time, it's like, you need to advocate for yourself and be like Taylor and get yourself out there. Because if you realize, like, okay, my schedule every day is, like, working really early and working out, and then I go to Trader Joe's and I go and make food and go to bed.
Yep.
Like, you're not being that social and, like, meeting that many people. So it's, like, how do... And I so get that. Like, if I'm single, I feel like I would struggle with that all the time back when I was. Like, okay, how am I supposed to find the balance of, like, it will come to me and, like, I should be social. Like, I feel like that is tough.
It is tough. My mom has always told me, like, put yourself out there, and I really just kind of started doing this because I was always scared of, like, rejection, honestly, even before rejection happened. But... for whatever fears in the past. So I think you still do need to, even though you're not, you don't have to be out here like, I want to get a boyfriend, but you could be out here like, I want to meet people. Like, you could have a motive, and it doesn't have to be like, I want to be like married and tied down and like have a big house and kids. Like, that's a great goal to have. And like, you should have those goals for yourself, I think. But what you said, Gretchen, about like meeting all these boys and being like, what would their last name sound like with my first name? Like, don't go into it. Like,
I was a psychopath. Yeah. And that is why I was single for so long. Cause I was crazy. Don't be crazy.
But I think it's still, you're allowed to have those goals and stuff in mind. Just don't, like, you can't expect that everybody's going to have the same goals as you. Mm-hmm. If that makes sense. So, like, still doing you and still putting yourself, you're not going to meet people if you just stay in your apartment or hang out with the same people all the time. Mm-hmm. So, like, you might have to use an app, or you might have to, you know, invite yourself to, not invite yourself, but, like, go to something new.
Yeah. And I really like what you said, how it's, like, you don't have to have this motive of, like, in a group of people or out at a bar, out at an event, like, looking for someone to be in a relationship. True. But it's just, like, looking to be social and making friends. Exactly. Like, I feel like if you look at it that way, that's a really good balance of, like, what will come to you, but also, like, being social and, like, getting after it. Because if you're meeting all these guys that you're friends with, and one of them's really cute and you guys really like each other, like, that could turn into something.
It's so, like, you don't have to go into it being, like, I'm looking for a boyfriend. Like, oh, there's three guys here. Or, like, I want to bring someone home tonight. Which I know, I know people do it. Like, I'm not going to say that, like, not necessarily. Just take them home, but I'll be like, oh, I'm so single, and like, wow, there's three really cute guys over there, like, I should go be flirty. But at the same time, like, I don't know, you can't control the people.
I feel like the best thing you can do, like Brooke said and like her mom told her, is just put yourself out there, be social, be a little social butterfly. Okay, this is, would you change your last name if you got married?
Danielle and I talked about this recently.
You did?
Yeah.
Oh my God, maybe I didn't finish the podcast.
No, in person. Oh, okay. Not on the
I was
pod.
Like, how
no,
did
no,
I no. not hear this?
She said that she wants to do the thing like the double last name.
Does she?
Yeah. I don't know if I'm exposing her right now.
But... Oh, do we know his last name, or are we not supposed to say it? Do people not know it? Like, I wonder how her last name and his last name sound together. We can discuss after.
Yeah. I would consider that, but
the hyphenated.
Otherwise I would change. I don't really have anything against that. I think it could be, if it's, you know, situationally right thing, but obviously I think that's something that the girl has to decide. I don't think it would be right for the guy to be like, I want, like, you need to take my last name. Like, red flag.
Red flag. Me and Brooke always talk about the red flags. You guys, like, if she ever talks to me about a boy, I'm like, red flag 89. Like, literally so many red flags.
So many.
Don't ignore them because they're there.
Don't ignore them.
Like, do not. But,
What about you? You would take it, right?
Oh, 100%. I was saying, not hyphenated. I don't know if this is, like, a traditional or, like, a traditional thing for the woman to always take the guy's last name. Like, I feel like more and more now women keep their own last name. Even Mandy's mom, my cousin Mandy, my aunt Chris has my mom and her, she has her maiden name, if that makes sense.
Oh, really?
Because she has her own business. Oh, and so, or like Aspen Ovard, like, she's kept her own name. She didn't take.
Wow. I guess you're right.
I don't
think she's Aspen Ovard Ferris. No.
Did she hyphenate? Maybe you're right. But yeah, I feel like it's way more normal now for people to hyphenate it or just keep their own last name because they have a business or an online presence or whatever it may be. But for me, well, I feel like growing up, I've always just been like, I don't know, always thought that I would just take my husband's last name because my mom did. Mm-hmm. Maybe that's why I've always thought
so.
Same
with me.
But also, my, like, this is just purely for like a practical reason. My last name has always bothered me because it's really annoying to spell and
so
say.
Is mine, dude. And oh my gosh. Kinda,
like, literally just for like a practical reason. Like, Garrity, okay, like, easy to say, but if I just said that to you, you would spell it a different way than how it's spelled. Yeah. And then when people read it, they're like, Garagati. I'm like, no, that's not right. And like, to me, Wilman is just so much easier.
It's more smooth.
So I cannot wait until I'm Gretchen Willman. I've made that very clear.
No, I love that. I need a guy with a simple last name because mine is Michio, but like people are like Miko.
Mikio.
And then like they don't know how to spell it. Yeah, same thing. And for social media, for practical reasons,
yes,
it's difficult to, yeah. You want to have something that like it's easy for people to remember, spell.
Yeah. That's so true. You know what? I was just thinking about how I said you have to spread out the crazy. And I was thinking about how now since I'm in a relationship, poor Max deals with all the crazy. And I was literally having this thought yesterday about how I can't wait until I'm Gretchen Willman just because it'll be that much easier. And I was thinking about how I wonder if that name will be available on Instagram so I can like change it.
You should buy it now.
Literally. And people are like, imagine the day that I get married and I change it to Gretchen Willman. People are going to like lose their minds. Like it's going to be crazy.
That is gonna be crazy. I'm excited like, for your
wedding.
That's
gonna be weird.
Do you want a big wedding?
We're planning my wedding now, you guys. That's a good question. I feel like I always thought I did, and then someone told me this thing once, or maybe I saw it on Instagram. Someone's gonna like tell me and be like, "No, that was on Betches or whatever." And maybe it was. Like it probably was, and it was basically like you don't want to pay for your cousin's friends, like daughter's, yep, what, uncle's,
yep,
steak dinner. Like you don't know them and it doesn't matter.
And, like all everything, yeah, else. Yeah.
So I always thought I was gonna have this huge wedding. I feel like I wouldn't want something that's really small. I feel like just like in between. Like my friends from college, my friends from high school, my family, friend, you know,
yeah,
our mutual friend, like all these people, but not anyone that like wouldn't make sense to be there.
No, that makes sense.
Yeah.
I'm not going to my wedding and introducing myself to people.
Yes.
Like I don't want, or I mean, I guess on their side maybe, but at, yeah, the same time I don't want someone the last time that I saw them to be like, "Oh, you were in diapers the last time I saw, yes, you." Like, you don't need to be at my wedding. Yes. No, like I don't like that.
Like, have we had a close relationship the past, yeah, 20 years of my life? Like, probably not.
No,
that's so true. Okay, now we're planning our wedding. This episode is taking a turn.
I think it's fun to talk about that stuff. I'm not like a crazy, yeah, like out here on Pinterest like planning everything, but I think it's, like I said, it's cool to have a goal and be like, you know, one day I want to have, yeah, a house in the suburbs and like kids and stuff. Like that doesn't make you crazy thinking, yeah, that you want a future. Like, mm-hmm, that's your personal goal. Mm-hmm. And for some people, that is, some people's goal in life is to be a mom.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
That's so true. I know. I feel like Max and I do talk about the future. And like, I am a little bit crazy. I'm surprised I haven't planned my wedding already, but that's probably a good thing.
It's coming soon.
Okay, these questions, I'm sorry that I'm going to put them in a certain answer, but so this is taking another pivot. What is your favorite part about Boston? I think just in general.
Ooh, good question. My favorite part, I mean, I love how it's a city, but it's a manageable city.
Mm-hmm.
Like the size, I would say, the ease of getting places. When you're going from one place to another, honestly, I Uber a lot, but the Ubers are all super fast. And
yeah. I mean, it's not New York.
It's not New York at all. And mm-hmm. It's very like, it's not new. I guess maybe some parts are new, like Seaport's like super new.
Yeah.
Very clean.
Clean. Very, I knew you were going to say that. Especially compared to New York, which can be like, yeah, like trash on every corner. Like,
exactly. Yeah. And I feel, yeah, I mean, we talked about how young it is and just like it's a great city for your 20s, but.
Yeah. I have a million favorite things. Yeah, and I'm going to save that for a future episode.
Oh,
I think,
you should.
I have a podcast idea and it's like the best of Boston kind,
oh,
of thing.
100%.
Because I've lived here for 5 years. And so I'm very opinionated. I can tell you which pastry place is the best. And I'm very opinionated
about
it all.
You should do a whole separate.
So I'm, yeah, gonna. It's coming, everybody. This is a really good question. And I can't believe I didn't ask it already. But for being single,
okay,
how do you deal with not being lonely?
Love that. I think it comes at ebbs and flows too. Like,
mm-hmm. I so agree.
You know, some days are harder than others, and some days I compare myself more than others. I think social media has a really negative, yes, effect for me sometimes, and, yeah, I think that's like my own issue.
No, I feel like everyone can relate to that.
Yeah.
That's so like obvious. Like, you are in one place and then you see everyone on social media doing something else and you're like, why can't I be Aspen and Parker? And it's like, well, because you're not Aspen and Parker.
Well, unfortunately you're not them.
Because you're not.
Yeah, they have a different relationship than you will ever have.
Yeah.
Because every relationship is different.
Exactly.
I think this is another answer that I say, keeping myself busy. And I think, mm-hmm, I've always in my entire life put friends first. I've never, I guess maybe a few, I could think of like once or twice that I've like put a guy first before a girl, but like I'm such a friends first. I feel like, you
that's
know,
really
I got you
good.
In like friends first person.
Yeah.
and I value my friendships so much, and I feel like those are like at the end of the day, like you might break up with someone, but like your friends are always going to be by your side.
Exactly.
So
that's definitely how I've always looked at it too. And I feel like you can think of times like, okay, maybe I usually hang out with my friend Louisa every single day and Max asked me on a date, like, no, I'm not going to hang out with Louisa. I'm going to go hang out with Max. And it gets tough when you are in a relationship balancing it all, because I could see you and like, especially Danielle, someone that's so independent and has so many friends, like you get a boyfriend and you're all of a sudden like, ooh, I don't know if I want to like split the time with my friend with this new boy. Like love you, bro, but like, I have all my friends I want to go hang out with. So it can be really tough to balance. And it's like, you definitely don't want to annoy either one with hanging out with the other one too much. Like, it's totally. It's really hard to balance. It is. But I feel like
I could see that as a challenge. And I don't really know, like I said, because it's never been like super serious. But like, even in certain times when I'm like positioned between two choices, like I try to make the right choice. Mm-hmm. And obviously sometimes I haven't, but whatever. I think the answer to the question that was keeping yourself busy and remembering your friends and like,
yeah.
I think it's important if you have a lot of friends. I've been in this place too in college where I have a lot of friends in relationships. Make new friends, like, or expand your friend circle a little bit, because there's got to be people in there who are single and also looking to have fun and like go out. Yeah. And that's the problem. In college, a lot of people struggle with this. Like their friends all get like cuffed or whatever. Mm-hmm. And then no one wants to go out anymore.
Yeah, because everyone is like going to bed at 9 o'clock and watching Netflix with their boyfriend.
And you're like, oh, wait, I actually would like to see someone today. So putting yourself, I'm really good about putting myself out there with friends, but not with boys. Isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
I gotta fix that. Maybe 2020.
Yeah, 2020, guys. Yeah. No, but I feel like that's so normal. And you're obviously just more comfortable like with friends in general than like meeting like people that you could be attracted to or like whatever. You 100%. Know what I mean? Like, it's just more difficult. I was thinking, I feel like keeping yourself busy is definitely such a thing. And this is so funny because I am in a relationship, but I do feel like I get lonely a lot of times just being in Boston. And since we are like long distance and whatever, and I feel like specifically something that helps so much when I feel lonely in any sense, if it's for my family or friends or relationship or whatever, FaceTime. Literally the saves the day. Yeah. Like, you FaceTime your mom for 40 minutes and you're good to go.
Recharged.
Or, like, I FaceTime Brooke, or I FaceTime Mandy, or I FaceTime Max, or I FaceTime Taylor, like, and I'm all, like, way better.
It's honestly great to do it with a friend you haven't caught up with in a while, too, because then you have so much, like, content to be like, oh my gosh, I have to download you on my whole life or whatever
That's
it is.
That's so true.
Or sometimes it makes it easier when I'm going through stuff. I love having other people like tell me about their life, because it distracts me. It's just like how people like watch YouTube as a distraction thing.
Yeah, that's so true.
Yeah.
I feel like I always hear that, by the way. Like, everyone's always like just likes watching people's videos because it just like makes them feel better. And I so get that, because like when I watch your videos, when I watch Aspen Parker's videos, when I watch anyone's videos, it just like makes me feel better and like puts me in a better mood.
Same.
Yeah.
It's like watching it. It's literally like watching Netflix or a movie or anything, because it's like a movie of their life, basically.
Yeah. Isn't that so funny?
It's so crazy.
Humans are so weird that we like watch each other's lives. Like, why?
I know.
I don't know. Okay. I think this one. Yeah. This one's for me.
Ooh. It says, let's hear it.
How to not annoy your single friends when you're in a relationship. And I so get this, because I feel like especially if it's like your first relationship and you're in high school or something and you're 16 and you just got a boyfriend and all you want to do is shout it from the rooftops like, woo! Like, I got a boyfriend, but like, don't do it to the point that you're gonna piss off your friends, and you know when that point's coming. Like, if I sat here for an hour and just like talked my mouth off of like, I don't even know, telling Brooke about how great Max is and our whole relationship, she'd be like, okay, like, I'm so tired of hearing about this, you know? Like, I feel like you just, you know when too much is too much, and I
you're
feel
good
like,
at being self-aware.
I feel like especially in the beginning, and you guys know how obsessed I am with Max, and people, you know, say I'm too clingy. Whatever. Everybody's relationship is different.
True.
But, I feel like I just try to be aware, and I feel like I just try to answer people's questions about him or our relationship instead of just bringing it up. And it's probably hard, and especially when you, like, really love and are really passionate about the person you're with, like, you are going to talk about them all the time, and it's going to be hard to, like, control it. But I feel like you...
I tried to take a sly Instagram story there. I am so sorry, my
voice. That's so cute. You probably just heard it. She took an Instagram story. No, I love that. But I feel like just be aware of your friends and their feelings. And if you're annoying them, and especially you're annoying them because they're single, be aware and like dial it back, and just talk about your partner when they ask, because then you know they want to hear because they're asking. And other than that, just like keep it to a minimum, you know? That's my advice.
I think it's okay to share though. Like, when you tell me about your relationship though, like, then I just fill the void with other things going on in my life. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I try to keep a conscious split in my mind of, like, just, it doesn't even matter about if it's a relationship or whatever, just, like, 50-50 give and take. Like, yeah. I feel bad when I have a friend, I'm like, blah, 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 all this is happening in my life, and then it's, like, an hour of me talking, I'm like, whoa.
No, I feel that, too, because I could talk all day long. I feel like, yeah, I talk for the entire time, and then I'm like, oh, wait, so how's life again?
Yeah, like, how we just are you doing?
And it's not even, like, not even from, like, a bad place in your heart. It's just, like, we're so excited and, like, hyper.
I get that.
And that's, like, how it usually goes for me. And I'm like, oh, my God, I feel bad. Like, probably this podcast I've been, like, taking over and talking the whole
time.
But it's, like,
true.
No. I just feel like I don't shut up because I just, yeah, I don't know.
No.
Just how I am.
I get it. I think it's give and take in any relationship. I mean, I could see how people would get annoyed, but honestly, I don't know. I think it comes across too in differently with, like, like the way that we do vlogs and stuff, mm-hmm. like that. Like, Gretchen's just a normal person. Like, she's talking about Max just, like, a healthy amount around me. Like, it's, yeah. or...
Oh, good. That's good to hear. Yeah, like, I mean, like, I talk about him all day long.
Like, I mean, it's obviously he's brought up. It's not like...
Yeah.
It would be weird to not bring it up at all.
It's not like I pretend he, like, doesn't exist. Yeah. That's so true.
It's a good balance, though.
Yeah, I feel like it is weird now that you mention that. Like, I feel like I've been around friends in the past that have, like, boyfriends, and I'm like, wait, I never hear about this boy. Are you guys still together? Like,
yeah, that's always
what's
awkward.
What's going on? Yeah, it's like, why haven't I heard about them? So it's like, talk about them enough, but not too much. It's balance. Everything in life.
It's all
balance. Find the right balance, yeah. everyone. Okay. I think this one is also just for me, but you can answer too.
I love it.
Because it says, for Gretchen, how do you practice self-love and independence in a relationship?
You've been so good about it. And I'm so proud.
That's really sweet. That can be really tough, especially in a relationship, especially if you're someone like me. Not, I was about to say, I'm not codependent. That's like a really heavy term. I just feel like, if you're someone that's, like, really loving and really loyal and just always wants to be around them, it can be hard to literally separate yourself and be independent and do, like, self-care, practice self-love. But for me, it's realizing that it's starting to be a problem. But for long distance, it makes it easy because I'm alone a lot more of the time. And I feel like it's just doing things for myself. Mm-hmm. And I don't know how to say it other than being independent. Like, when I'm in Boston, I just think about, like, what I want to do in my schedule. If you are making plans with, like, friends or family, just, like, for yourself, you know? And then you, like, let your partner know that they're happening. And I don't know how to describe it.
If you have to,
like,
ask for approval, I feel like that's very unhealthy.
Or, like, this is so bad that I'm admitting this, but everyone knows I've, like, struggled with independence in the past. But I can think about this one person who was never in my videos or anything, but I was with at BU, and I remember just, like, always wanting to be with him, and I would be like, oh, I was gonna go to yoga tonight, but I think we're gonna hang out, so I wouldn't go to yoga.
Dude, I started to do this in the past few months,
and
too, and I made my resolution to not do that.
Yeah, you have to put yourself first, and if you want to get your butt to yoga, you go to yoga, and if that person wants to hang out, but you're at yoga, too bad, you're putting yourself first, and they can wait, or you can hang out with them later, or you can hang out with them tomorrow, you know what I mean?
And if they want to be in your life, they're going to show an effort. Like, you don't have to leave empty spaces in your schedule for with yes. the hopes that so-and-so might reach out, because honestly, I hate to be, like, so aggressive. They're probably not going to reach out. Unfortunately, like, I love you guys
that's
so much.
That's so true. Like, and that's what would happen to me. And I'd be like, hello, I should have gone to yoga, you know?
Exactly. I've done that too, where I have so many empty nights. This was like, this has been, like, a problem for me in Boston too. Cause I, like, made all the, not even just in a relationship, but with friends too. I'm like, what if so-and-so asked me to hang out? Like, oh, I got to, like, leave all these times open. And yeah.
Yeah, wait, that's so true. And Brooke is right. She's giving you the hard truth.
I'm sorry.
If you're carving out time for someone, for plans with someone that it doesn't exist yet, banking on the fact that they're going to reach out to you, it probably won't happen because you're banking on the fact that they're going to reach out to you.
Because you know their schedule. I know, I've been in this situation because you know their schedule. And you're like, oh, well, on Tuesdays, I know they go to the gym and then they go home. So, like,
and then
they'll want to hang out with me after. It's like, they probably, like, I don't know. They would already have asked you.
Yeah. Wait, I like that I'm not alone in this. You guys are definitely guilty of it, too. I know that you've done this.
And like we said, like, doesn't have to be boy romantic thing. Like, even just carving out time for friends or, like, the hopes that something's gonna happen, like, magically.
Yeah.
you gotta live for you.
I know, make your own plan first and stick to it, and then if something comes up, like, see if it fits in your schedule. But yeah, I so agree with that. But it can definitely be tough, so you just always have to remind yourself and, like, be aware and be like, ooh, am I being too clingy, or, like, everything, like, my whole, like, my, the sun in my, what's it called, universe is, like, max, like, I'm just, like, orbiting around him, like, no.
Gotcha,
like,
I need to, like, the center of your universe. Yeah,
yeah, like, I need to, like, have my own passions and, like, hobbies and things that I'm sticking to on my own. And I feel like even more, if you are someone in a relationship or not in a relationship, like, talking to someone, if, like, all you have going on is them, that's like, not attractive. Like, they're going to be like, huh? Like, they're going to be scared. Like, they want you to do yoga and be with your friends and do well in school and do your own thing. Because if you're just always like, hi, I'm available, like, that's not cute.
I've heard that. I mean, I don't know this for, like, I guess I've never talked to a guy about it, but I've heard that it's a turn off for guys to be, like, too readily available because people, like the chase, or, like, that you're not always constantly available.
But that's true. Like, you don't want to be, like, playing games, but, like, that's true. No, no, like, if you're, like, too available, that could come off as, like, desperate, and they'd be like, like, you know, I feel like anyone meeting someone that you feel like is really desperate, like, that could just kind of be a turn off, because you'd be like, oh, why are they like that? Is something wrong with them? Is that why they're so desperate? You know?
Or they're like, I'm available all the time. Like, oh, do you want to hang out Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, or Friday? It's like, what are you doing with your life? Like,
yeah,
I don't
but
know.
What do
it's
you kinda, have going on?
Yeah. So I could see, not that it's a turn off, but I think it's cool to have your own things going on too.
Yeah.
And you can't forget about that. Just, I've seen a lot of friends that happen too, where they get into a relationship and suddenly they have no more hobbies or friendships or whatever. Yeah. And that's toxic.
Yeah. You have to keep that going. And I feel like when you're in the right relationship with someone, they push you and challenge you to keep doing the things that you love. Like, whenever I would get lazy, Max would be like, go to yoga. You always feel happy after you go to yoga. You love yoga.
I love that.
And I'm like, wait, you're so right. You know, like, why? Yeah. So I just feel like, when you're with the right person, they know the things that you like and
it's
your
true.
Hobbies and interests and stuff. And they're going to push you to keep being like that because they know that your whole thing shouldn't just be about them.
You very know? True. Yep.
Okay. This girl says, I'm happy with everything in life, but I'm single. How can I not obsess over it?
I've been there too, where I'm like, wow, I have everything in my life. And, like, the only piece that's missing is a boyfriend. Mm-hmm. And I can tell you that, I guess it's not, for me, it's not been a boyfriend, but, like, it's, like, someone you're talking to, I'm telling you, like, it doesn't magically solve all, it doesn't solve everything, it doesn't make everything better. I don't know if you could back me up on this, Gretchen.
Yeah.
I feel like people think that it's, like, this magic missing piece, and it's you not. Always want what you can't have. That's what it is at the end of the day.
And I so firmly believe, I forget when this, like, came up recently, I was either talking about it or thinking about it. When you, like, when everything's going right and you're completely full and everything's good, except for there's this one thing and you're like, if only I could be here, if only I could have a little bit more money, or only if I could live in this place, or only if I was this person's friend, like, if only blank, that's really not it. Like, what's it is, like, you. Like, you got to fill in the rest of that. Mm-hmm. Because it's, like, if only I could make more money. Like, that's not actually what's going to make you happy. Or, I don't know. You know what I mean?
I know what you
mean. Or if only I had a boyfriend. It's, like, you can't just be so focused on that.
Unfortunately, you can't control other people. Like, you can't just snap your fingers and get a boyfriend, like, in 2 seconds. Like, that's someone else's action.
Yeah.
And it's, like, a partnership. So,
yeah.
I think everybody wants a little bit of what they can't have. And for some people, it's a relationship. I've been there too, like, what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. But for other people, it is, like, the money thing, or the only, if I had this job, like, if I got a promotion, I'd be happier. Or if I,
It's like, you need to find happiness in right now.
True.
Because always think about when, like, 5 years ago, I think you and Danielle talked about this, or I feel like I've seen it everywhere, but think about 5 years ago when everything you wanted you have right now, but you're already worried about the next thing. And it's like, be so grateful and proud of yourself that you got to where you always wanted to be, you know?
Yes.
And I feel like if you're always, like, so focused on a boyfriend, it's like, girl, you don't really want a boyfriend. What you want is to feel, like, loved and secure, and that needs to come from yourself. Like, you need to love yourself, and you need to surround yourself with good friends that make you happy, and, you know?
And then people that challenge you, and people that are pushing you to be the best version of yourself.
Yeah.
Yes. And I think I would agree with what you said. Like, you have to find the happiness within yourself before you can, like, you have to fill your cup before you can fill other people's.
Yeah. And I remember I sent a video and I met a subscriber and she, like, made my day. And she's like, me and my friends always say now, because you said that you have to be 100% on your own and someone else has to be 100%. And then you're 200% together instead of, like, 50-50 making a whole. And I'm like, yes, exactly. That's so it. Like, because when you are completely, like, happy and living your best life and loving yourself and someone else is too, you, like, things attract each other and you like attract each other because you're both like so happy and thriving. And
I love that.
Yeah.
It's a good message.
Yeah. So that's how you be happy when everything's going good in your life, but you're single. Guess what? You're still happy.
Exactly. If literally everything else in your life is going right, like you're doing amazing.
You're doing amazing.
You're doing better than 99% of people.
Yeah.
So
that's so true.
Keep it up.
And like the relationship is the last thing to worry about because it's going to come when it's supposed to come. Okay. This says dating in North versus South. Are guys different?
I talked about this a little bit in the beginning. Yeah. I think it's just college element too, because I think it is a little bit different now. I have some friends who are in Atlanta, like a big southern city, Charlotte. So it's a little different for them in like a more metropolitan setting. Mm-hmm. But college, I would say it's very different just in terms of, I don't know, like what I said, I felt like I went to school with all these beautiful girls, and obviously it's not fair for me to generalize like the guys weren't that cute, because it's not just that, but just I saw the way that so many of my incredibly intelligent, beautiful, fantastic friends that I literally can't say enough good things about were screwed over by these guys who literally look like toes. I'm sorry. Like you can, like it was disgusting. Just the amount of people that I've seen be screwed over and like how much love that they had to give, whatever it is. So I think that it was very discouraging. I have some friends that came out of fantastic relationships in college. I think it's just situational too. It's just like, you know, it's not fair to generalize. I've learned this too. It's not really fair to generalize like cities over, like it's hard like for me to sit here and south, be like Boston's better for dating than Athens, Georgia. Like that's my experience. That's not the place as a whole.
That's so true.
Some of my friends might argue the complete opposite.
Yeah, that's so true. I feel like it depends on, like, where you're from and your personal experience. But I feel like, I mean, I don't know, because I wasn't in the South. I've just always been in the North. But I feel like it would be different. And just from what I've heard from, like, Mandy and you. And
Well, she's doing fine.
Oh, right? She has a boyfriend. So, I mean, he's also from the North. I don't know
that if that says like anything. A good situational thing,
But it's so funny to be like, oh, he's from the North. She's from the South. Like, that's so weird it to is. Say that. But I guess it's just, like, how people are brought up differently, or like do you feel, because I feel like this is such a thing at Mandy's school, that most of the people from Long Island, specifically Long Island, stick with each other. Uh-huh. And there's a Long Island friend group, and then there's like the people from the South, like from South Carolina, and they stick together, and they like kind of mix obviously, but it's like the Long Island girls, the South Carolina girls, you know.
I had a lot of friends that were out of state too, so I would say maybe not like entirely, because my best friends are from Georgia, but like a lot of my friends were Maryland, freaking Wisconsin, like just like New Jersey, like all over, like different states. So I would agree with that.
Yeah. Interesting. Okay. Maybe actually we're gonna have two more.
Okay.
So this one I said to Brooke before because I thought it was really funny at first, but I feel like it's so true. This is how to stop running away from boys or sabotaging a relationship. And I know it might sound funny for a second, but really think about it deep down, and you know it's true, and you've probably done it at some point.
Yeah. It's like the people that you like friend zone, or like I've done that too, where it's like someone actually shows that they like you and you're like, nope. And like,
you're like, ooh, I'm scared. I'm good.
Yes. And I think that that just has to do with like the fear element and getting over like being scared. Yeah. And I think I've been in this position a lot too. And like recently I let my guard down and like I kind of was more vulnerable, and like in the moment it really served me well. And like now it's like not there anymore, but I learned so many lessons from it.
Yeah.
So I'm so thankful for that experience, for like opening up and like teaching me that it's really not that scary to open up. Mm-hmm. So I think you just have to have one experience that like you open up, and then all of a sudden like
you realize it's worth it.
You realize, yes, because even though like whatever didn't serve me, I'm sad. I got sad for a little bit, whatever it was.
It taught you a lot.
I learned so much. And you
know, going into the next relationship, like things you like, things you don't like, you just know so much more about like yourself in a relationship or like a dating process kind of thing.
Exactly. So I think it takes the one experience, but also just letting your guard down. I know it's hard though. Like I've been there too, where I'm like, I see this person as like no more than a friend, or like I don't want to let them in because like I know that I get attached to people or whatever. Yeah. And I know it's scary, but like you're never gonna live if you just keep on being like with your guard up. Like so what, you're just never gonna live?
Yeah.
Or like let yourself have fun. Someone. Like let yourself, it doesn't have to be super serious unless you want it to be, like let yourself live.
Yeah, I so agree with that. And at first I just thought it was funny. I'm like, why would you sabotage a relationship if you like, like it or whatever? But I could so see that. And it almost happened with me and Max. Because in the beginning,
gosh, really?
I would tell everyone I was so, I was like, no, I'm good. I'm scared. Why is he so nice to me? You know, and it's like girls that are used to, I guess, guys just not treating them that right or whatever it is. Like, you can fully sabotage a relationship or run away from a guy because you're just like, this is different. This is scary. I'm scared. This is new. I've never been in a relationship, whatever it may be. And you can like run away from it. But it's like, and being vulnerable and being open is so scary. But it's like, that's the only way you're going to get anywhere. And I feel like it comes with just age and like maturing. Like, that probably like sucks to hear if you're like younger, but when I was in high school, I definitely, you know, like had no knowledge under my belt of how all this worked. And I feel like the older and older you get, obviously, like the quicker and more serious things happen, but I feel like you're just more vulnerable early on and just open with each other and like, this is what I want a boyfriend, or whatever it may be. Like, you're just more open overall, I feel like. But yeah, literally Max was so nice to me, and he would ask me how my day was, and I was like, why are you asking me about my day? Like, are you okay? Like,
are you good?
Like, why is there like ulterior motives here? I was so scared. Yeah. And I literally remember calling my parents, and I would like tell them about him. Like, they were like, told me everything, and they were like, Gretchen, he's being nice, like, give the kid a chance. And I'm like, no, it's like weird, like, he's really nice and like involved, like,
question mark,
which is a good thing. And it's just like, it's so crazy because I guess my experience with other college boys was not like that, but I was sabotaging this relationship, which is the best relationship, because I was scared. And then I listened to my parents' advice, and they were like, go on the date. He asked me on a date, and I was like, okay, I'll go. And he was so nice, and it was so great. And it's like, you have to like throw away all your like preconceived notions, or if you're being shallow for whatever reason, or, you know, it's like, you just have to, you never know if you don't try.
I like that. You never know if you don't try.
Yeah. And the worst thing that happens, and that's what I kept thinking too, the worst thing that could happen on this date is that I decide I don't like him, and then I don't talk to him anymore.
Exactly.
You know, like, that's literally, well, I guess there's worse things that could happen. Like, they could like kidnap you if they were like bad or something.
The worst that happens is it goes bad, and then you have a story to tell your friends, like, oh my God, I went on the worst date ever. Ha ha.
And then you have a funny story to share on your YouTube channel. So.
Exactly. What a great start to your career. My horrible first date.
Yeah. You know what I mean? So it's like, I feel like that is such a thing, and girls definitely do that, where they are like, I'm scared of you, I'm running away, even though they like them. And it's like, you just have to be like mature enough to stick around and get through it.
Yeah, you gotta just get over it. And yeah, it's scary. I get it. Especially if you're like, you know, the first guy that's ever nice to you, or like,
isn't that so sad? That's so sad.
That, like, so sad
that happens to girls. Like, I was like, why are you asking me about myself? That's really weird. Like, no, it's like being a nice guy, but yeah.
No, I get that.
Anyway, okay, last question, and this isn't even boy related. This is back to the most important thing: friendship.
Love,
Brooke. What is your favorite thing about our friendship?
Oh, that was so sweet. Oh my gosh. Okay. Well, I honestly, this is going to be really deep, but I've really never had a friendship in the sense of Gretchen where I've had, you know, great friendships with positive people, but when I leave you, Gretchen, I feel like a better person. Oh, yeah. I know that that's so deep, but like, I genuinely do. And like, I feel like your positive presence, like, actually, I mean, Danielle and I talk about it all the time, that it like actually affects people, and like,
that's so sweet. Yes.
So I think that you're really good about being like super inspired. Not even inspiring, like, you're not sitting here being like, Brooke, like, you can do anything you want, but it's just like your presence in general. Like, it's so bubbly, and like, you remind me that everything's gonna be okay, and I can be so stressed, and like, I feel like you just make it seem like everything's gonna be okay.
Oh,
which I love. And
I love that. That reminds me, I feel like after we recorded the first episode,
yes,
on Gals on the Go, and you and Danielle are talking about, you guys feel like, oh, after we're with her, we like feel like a better person. I'm like, we that do. Is literally so sweet. And that reminds me so much of how I feel and how I've always felt with Taylor. Like, obviously you guys
yeah,
do,
yeah, yeah,
but
yeah,
like Taylor, like growing up and everything, like, she's just always been such a close friend, and I just feel like being around her makes me a better person.
I love that.
So I so like know what you mean. I feel like that's such a sign of a good friend. And my favorite thing about my friendship with Brooke is I feel like, and obviously we've known each other for so long.
True.
And even though it's funny because we would like talk over the internet, we were internet friends before we met for a while, but it's like, I feel like no matter how much time we've spent apart or whatever it may be, like, obviously life is so busy, and especially we've like lived all over everywhere. Like, we always pick up where we left off.
I love that.
And I feel like those are like the best friendships, when you know that when you see them again, you just like catch right back up, and like,
it's not awkward. I don't feel like things have changed. I'm not like, oh, you're a different person. Cause you know, you see people every few years and you're like, oh shoot, like, they're a totally different person. Like, I feel like we are on this consistent path of like growth together, if
that makes sense. Oh, like,
you know
so
what
cute.
I mean? Personal
and
growth.
We're good at like keeping up online. Like I feel like I just like love Brooke's stories and following her on Instagram, and I like reply to all of them.
That's how I feel with yours though.
I feel like I'm like Brooke's biggest fan.
You and Max both are though. Like it's so cute.
We really are. like me and Max have a Brooke so fan club. That's my favorite thing about Brooke, is that me and Max are her biggest fans.
I feel so honored. No, I really do love you guys, and I mean internet friendship is so funny because like people see it online and like who knows what the heck that people say about like our friendship or whatever, but we know at the core that we are such like genuine friends. We've been friends since we were literal babies freshman college.
I know,
that's it's so crazy.
I know, that's so true. And I feel like the best, and that's so true what Brooke was just saying about us being like genuinely good friends, because it is tough when you see people all over social media and like sometimes people just met or sometimes people are just friends because of like social media or whatever. But I think of Brooke as just like my friend in real life,
literally same,
like not just because of YouTube or whatever, like she's just always been my friend and my real life friend.
Same. And we have so many things in common, like it really is so crazy, just like your whole connection with Long Island and whatever. Like it's I do believe in fate and like friendships and all that stuff too, just that it's paths that like cross. I don't even know how to explain it.
The first time I met Brooke was when we got sushi
with Mandy.
Oh my God. We literally were in Huntington at this sushi place. Like it's so funny how life works out, but
and we've just like lived, I don't even know, because social media is so cool though, because I think that also helps with picking up where we left off.
Like, I know what you've been up to. Like, I don't even have to ask because I know.
And now we have so many connections with, like, Pennsylvania and stuff. Like, it's so weird how just, like, life works out that way. And I think people are put in your life for a reason, so.
Yeah, that's so true. I'm so grateful for Brooke's friendship. I'm
thankful for you.
And I'm so happy she's in Boston. Right as I found out she was moving to Boston, I was, like, doing cartwheels down my hallway. I was like, this is the best day ever. Like, I literally remember when you texted me and you were like, guess what? Like, moving to Boston. And I was like,
everyone
so
thought
excited.
It was, like, a joke. They were like, shut up. And I was like, no, I
know. No, like, I really am.
I'm working there. Hello.
Oh, this has been so fun.
Yeah, this
was
fun.
I told you this was me the best episode ever. Stop. I knew it was.
I love podcasting. It's so fun.
It's so fun. Like, we could sit here for, like, 4 hours and have, like, a marathon.
I know. Where are the more questions?
One day we're going to have a marathon and, like, literally we make a four-hour one.
We should. You know, like, the iCarly episode? It's, like, the long – they do, like, the world record for the longest stream. Have you ever seen this one?
This is bringing me back to my childhood.
There's, like – I just remember this. It's, like, they do, like, a world record competition for the longest web stream. And they're like 2 minutes away and like it crashed or something. Like, we should do that.
Literally
the longest continuous podcast.
Wait, we have to find the longest one. I wonder what it is. Guys, we're doing this challenge. It's a thing. It's coming.
New challenge.
We could talk all day long. We're gonna like get delirious. It's like when you and Danielle, I forget.
Oh yeah.
And it's probably happened in a couple episodes, and you guys get in like a funny mood
what
when you
she
say it's like
it?
Late, or when you guys have been talking
slap
for a while.
She calls it.
Yeah.
Danielle gets really bad about that, where she just starts like laughing at the dumbest stuff.
Like, I literally know how her voice sounds. Like she's getting mellow, and she'll just be like, you know what I mean?
We get into those moods where we're like the type of friends where like we are so dumb we could just say a word. Like, we could be like, pancakes, and just start, like, laughing. It's so stupid. I feel like a middle schooler, but I'm like, I just genuinely love it so much.
My gosh.
It's all good.
Well, this has been the best episode, like I said. Thank you for joining me,
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, this has been so good. It goes by so quick. I remember when I first recorded for Gals on the Go, you were like, guess how long we've been recording? Like, it goes by so quick.
It does.
Because you forget that you guys are even listening, and we're just, like,
I know, we're just looking at each other having a convo.
Yeah.
There's a microphone on the table.
Yeah. Yeah, but thank you guys for listening to this episode. Obviously, wait, I didn't, this is the very end, but I didn't even tell them, like, I'll put your Instagram down below.
Oh,
like, obviously, Gals on the Go, but they already know. Like, you guys, if you're listening to this, I know you already listened to Gals on the Go anyway, because they're, like, killing it, and just like you guys have been like an OG podcast. I feel like you guys have been around for so long now, you know.
Yeah, I think we started a really good time.
Yeah,
we started like kind of
I feel
like
you started
the
whole podcast
wave of like
thing.
YouTube podcasts,
and everyone started, including me, because I was like, if Gals on the Go can do it, I want to do it. Like, that's so cool. Like,
no,
you guys are my
fun.
Number one inspiration.
Oh my gosh.
But honored. Yeah, okay, that is it for today's episode, you guys. Thank you so much for listening. And I will catch you next time. Bye.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.